Penultimate Dot Cafe by Debbie Weiss.
Brought you a nice cup of herbal tea, Miss Jeffries. That should calm the soul. We have the entire line of celestial seasonings here, including your favourite, vanilla chamomile. And I have some honey and lemon for you too.
Thank you. That was very thoughtful of you.
Feeling a little better now?
Yes. I'm sorry for getting so upset before.
It's understandable given what you've been through today. Many people, when they come through here, are overcome with emotion. Being in transit can be very unsettling. So don't worry, it's perfectly normal.
You're very kind.
It's just part of our customer service.
It's amazing how you knew what tea I like and how I took it.
We pride ourselves on knowing our customers. Do you think you'd like something to eat now?
Maybe. Yes, this is quite a menu you have here. I can't believe all the choices.
As the one who created the menu for our chain, I'm glad to know you like it.
I hope they give you a raise or promotion for all that you do.
From your lips to God's ears. So, do you know what you would like?
I think I'll have the angel hair pasta.
An excellent choice. Excuse me, I'll put your order in and be back in a few minutes.
What the? What is wrong with this thing? Damn it, there's no signal. Yeah, there's not a Starbucks nearby, is there? This is the only coffee I drink. Man, do I need a cup of their double espresso latte.
Sorry, we're the only coffee shop around here. Before you disparage our coffee, you should give it a try. It's really out of this world.
I guess we'll see about that.
Why don't you sit down over here and I'll bring you a menu.
Sure, why not? Seems I've got some time to kill before my bus. You have terrible cell reception here. You know that.
There's no cell phone service in here.
Oh?
We're in a dead zone.
You should try and get that fixed.
Fix it? It's a permanent condition. Anyway, we prefer it like this. It helps us create a nice, relaxed atmosphere for our customers, free of annoying outside distractions.
Starbucks has Wi-Fi, and you can't even make a call in here. Oh, I'll just have to make my calls on the bus.
Your phone won't work on the bus either.
Oh? No?
Why don't you just relax and see what you'd like to order? The food here is very good, if I do say so myself. And I do, since I'm also the head chef.
Somehow that doesn't surprise me.
I'll give you a few moments to look over the menu while I bring out this other order.
Yeah, sure.
Here you are, our angel hair pasta. Homemade angel hair pasta with gently roasted pine nuts and sun-dried tomatoes in a delicate saffron cream sauce with just a touch of lemon. It's vegetarian.
Smells heavenly.
It is. Enjoy. So, what can I get for you?
Well, I thought I'd have what that woman over there ordered. It looks quite good. Funny thing is, though, I don't see it on my menu.
That's right, it isn't on your menu.
Well, it must be one of your specials then, off the menu.
Everything is special here and on the menu.
Well, whether or not it's on my menu, that is what I'd like to have.
I'm sorry, that is not possible.
Don't tell me you just ran out of it in the kitchen.
Well, not exactly.
So what's the problem?
It's our policy that customers must order from the menu.
Well, that's fine with me. Just give me one of those other menus and I'll order off that. This one seems much more limited for some reason.
Our menus are specially tailored to the clientele. This is the menu you are supposed to order from. Look, there are some very interesting dishes.
Like what? The linguine fra diablo?
Yes, that's our black pepper linguine and blood sausage in a piquant tomato-based sauce.
Piquant? Isn't that a nice way to say something is spicy? Diablo usually means spicy hot.
Think of it as just very flavourful.
I don't know. I have to watch out for things that are too spicy.
I know about your ulcer. But that needn't worry you. Not anymore. Why don't I prepare your espresso while you look over the menu again?
Hello?
Hello.
I noticed you when you came in.
I noticed you noticing me. But then I am the only other person in here besides the surfer.
So you just passing through?
Yes, like you, I suppose. I thought I'd get a bite to eat before my bus.
Oh, that pasta you order sure looks good. You wouldn't consider sharing it, would you? Apparently I'm not allowed to order my own.
I don't share food with strangers.
Well, we can fix that. My name's Stuart.
I'm Angela.
Yeah, see? Now we aren't strangers.
I still won't share my pasta with you. I wouldn't want that server to get into trouble.
I suppose you never did anything wrong in your life.
No, not really.
Just my luck. Now me, I've always felt that most rules could use a little bending.
Now, see if your Starbucks can top this. So, have you changed your mind about the Fra Diablo? Or maybe you'd like to order something else from the menu?
No, I did not change my mind about the Fra Diablo. Nor do I want anything else on this ridiculous small menu. Everything on this menu looks horrendously hot and spicy. Look, if you won't let me order what I want, I will have to complain to the management.
That's certainly your prerogative, Mr. Davis.
What? What did you say?
I said you are perfectly free to register a complaint. I would expect no less, in fact.
No, I mean just before. What did you call me?
I called you Mr. Davis. That's your name, isn't it?
Yes. But how do you know my name was Davis? This is the first time I've been here. We've never met before.
Actually, we know everything about you.
What do you mean, you know everything about me?
Just that. We know all the details of your life. The good, the bad, and the ugly, if you will. We know all about everyone who comes here.
What?
That's right. We can even see into your innermost soul.
You can do what?
Yes, and frankly, it's not a very pretty sight.
What the hell sort of coffee shop are you running?
Now, Mr. Davis, I assure you we run a well-respected business here. We've even been awarded a Michelin star, I'll have you know. It's all very simple, really. What's the last thing you remember? Come on, it'll all be clear very soon, I promise you. Just think back. It's not so long ago now. What do you last remember?
All right, I'll play along. You want to know the last thing I remember? Let me see. I was driving home. I was on the highway. And I was just getting ready to turn off at my exit when... Oh, no. No, that can't be.
You're beginning to see, aren't you? It's a little hard at first, but everyone comes to understand. Sometimes it just takes a bit more time or a little prodding.
What are you trying to tell me? Are you saying that I'm...
Yes. You were in an accident on Route 102 tonight. You were texting on your phone. You weren't paying complete attention to the road.
Oh, yeah.
Your SUV cut off another driver and then flipped over on the side of the road.
Oh, my God, I remember now. That's right, but how did you... So where are we? Are we in some sort of limbo?
Oh, no, no, no. This is not a zone outside of heaven or hell where people remain indefinitely cast off and forgotten. No one is confined or imprisoned here for eternity. People come here and they all move on.
Well, then, are we in purgatory?
Didn't you hear? The Pope declared that the Church has determined there is no purgatory.
What is this place, then?
It's just as you see it, a way station to the next destination on the road after life. We just thought it would be nice to install our own chain of coffee shops to provide people a homey place of respite to get a bit of food and drink before the journey beyond. It makes things so much more pleasant, don't you think? That'll be the 11 p.m. bus, the Pearly Gates special. That's your bus, Miss Jeffries.
But the bill.
It's all on the house.
Thank you. Thank you so much for everything. Goodbye.
Well, that was quicker than I thought. I didn't even have a chance to order.
You can sit down, Mr. Davis. That's not your bus. Your bus isn't due for a while yet.
No, but...
No, I'm sorry.
Oh, you mean...
Yes, I'm afraid your bus will be going in the other direction.
Are you sure it's not a mistake?
There's no mistake. We don't make that sort of mistake here. We know our customers very well.
I see. Well then, since you know everything about everyone, can you tell me about the woman who just left?
Miss Jeffries?
Yes, I thought she was really nice. And I wanted to know if there was a way I could get in touch with her.
I'm afraid that's not really possible. It wouldn't have worked out anyway. She's the one who was driving the car you cut off on the highway. You caused her to crash into the centre guardrail.
Oh, no. No!
Oh, yes. She's here because of you. Since you've got some time before your bus comes, did you want me to bring you out anything else?
I guess I will have that Fra Diablo dish that was on the menu after all. You better make it a double order.
You have been listening to The Penultimate Stop Cafe by Debbie Weiss, produced by Brianda Cross, with Pat O'Callaghan as the server, Jen Haynes as Angela, and Toby Chittenden as Mr. Davis. Fast Fiction Audio aims to intrigue, inform, or entertain you, and can be found on our dedicated website, fastfictionpodcast.com. Thank you.